This morning's public reading of God's Word is taken from Luke chapter 8, verses 37 to 48. We're going to be resuming. Since November, we stopped recording these particular readings and then providing several questions for your teaching and for your understanding of Scripture. During the month of December, we took a break from these public readings and we were reading other particular texts relating to the birth of Christ. So now we're going to get back into the swing of doing our public readings with the questions which are sent out on our emails. Luke chapter 8, verse 37. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house, and show how great things God had done unto thee. And he went his way, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done to him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. And sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And the women saw, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she departed unto him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. May God bless the reading of his word. Please be seated. Now, back in November, when we read what came before verse 36, we saw the healing of this man who is racked by demons. And way back in verses 30, when Jesus asked the entity that was in this man, that was tormenting this man day and night, what is your name? The demon responded, he said, Legion, because many devils are entered into him. So this man was possessed and tormented, not by one demon, but apparently a host of demonic spirits. Then Jesus heals this man, but the demons ask to be sent into the herd of swine, which Jesus does in verse 32. And the demons come out of the man, they entered into the herd of pigs, and ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and basically were drowned. Then when the owners were notified of what happened to their herd of pigs, came out and saw what was done, they told Jesus to hit the road, leave us. And that's where we pick up now with verse 37. When the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he, Jesus, went up into the ship and returned back again. Isn't it amazing how some people do respond when God comes to our aid? You would think that these people who I'm assuming very carefully, and I would say I'm on good ground, were quite familiar with this poor dude that was possessed with the demons. They were the ones that would come out and try to chain him, and he would break the chains asunder, right? and go running around the graves howling and screaming. So the local people knew about this guy. You would think they would be praising Jesus, thanking him. Bottom line, Jesus cured their nuisance. I mean, they didn't even give Jesus credit for at least quieting the man. He's no longer going to be a menace. You're not going to come out here with chains anymore. He's not going to be howling at 2 a.m. You're going to get a good night's rest. He's not going to bother you ever again. They were not even happy then. Have you ever met people in the church that no matter what you do for them, they're never going to be happy and they're never going to be satisfied? So I would say here's a good example where Jesus apparently couldn't even satisfy the owners of these pigs. He couldn't even satisfy the local people that the man is no longer going to be a problem. Now notice in verse 38, I believe there was something more than just the demons leaving this man that was accomplished or done to this man. I think this man was brought to salvation. How do I make that claim? The man wants to follow Jesus. Is that not what a disciple is? Is not a disciple one who follows their master or their teacher? They have a mentor, someone that they look up to, the one that's guiding them and teaching them. That's what it means to be a disciple, one who follows. And he wants to hook his wagon to the Lord. Well, what does the Lord tell him? Well, I got a different mission for you. Verse 39. Return to your own house, and I want you to tell people what I've done for you. How do I know he was saved? He obeyed. Look at verse 39. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. He obeyed. So what is one good sign of assurance that something has really happened in your life? That you've been changed. How do we know if there's been a transformation from darkness to light, from hate to love, from doom and gloom to comfort and joy? You're a obedient disciple of Christ. Now, again, we're not advocating that your obedience is going to be without flaw. The best Christians, even the Bible heroes that you read in the Old and the New Testament, had their issues. We're not advocating sinless perfection, but we are advocating that if your life has been touched by the Lord, there's going to be a change. And then the story of Jairus' daughter. His daughter's 12 years old. She's dying. Okay. And so as Jesus is going to Jairus' home, this huge crowd throngs him, almost like a sardine, if you will. And this woman, just like many patients today who go to a doctor in verse 43, she had this illness for 12 years, and she basically went bankrupt paying off of her insurance on her medical bill, and she was no wise the better in those 12 years. And how do I know that she had saving faith? Just like the man possessed with the devils, how do I know he had saving faith? Well, she reasoned in her mind, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And that's what she did. And notice the obstacle. The crowd was packed like sardines. She had to wiggle her way, literally chisel her way. In all likelihood, in my mind, I conceive of her on the ground crawling. I don't conceive of her, walking through a crowd and saying, excuse me, and elbowing people. I see her on the ground, on all fours. Okay? Winding her way through this press and touching him. And then Jesus said in verse 45, who touched me? And that was for a specific reason. Who touched me? Two reasons, I believe. For the woman to come forward publicly, and for the sake of the press. So she comes forward and identifies herself. I'm the one who touched you. I'm the one who's been healed. That was for her sake. Besides, that was her public confession, right now made in front of everybody publicly. And it was also made for the benefit of the press. For Jesus to show to them and to demonstrate to them who he was. His claim being backed up by his own deeds. But how do I know she was saved? Verse 48. He addressed her not as woman or hey you or the one who just got healed. Daughter. That's a family term. That's a term of endearment. Daughter. Be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Now go in peace. So she was a woman of faith, and now she had experienced the peace of God and the peace with God. And then she was sent on her way. But notice how he called her daughter, a term only reserved for one. In a family. And how do you get into a family? You're either born into it or you're adopted into it. And when it comes to salvation, beloved, we are born from above. John 1, verse, chapter 1, verse 11 to 13. We are born into that kingdom and adopted as sons and daughters of the kingdom. May God choose to bless his word.